Hare Krishna. Question, why are Krishna and Arjuna both addressed by the name Jishnu? Answer, Jishnu, the word means destroyer. So Vishnave, Jishnave, Shankine, Chakrine, while talking about the names of the Supreme Lord, it is Vishnave. He is the maintainer and he is also the destroyer. So the Supreme Lord, he manifests various functions. It is the Supreme Lord who manifests the act of maintenance through Vishnu, who manifests the act of destruction through Shiva. So he is in the ultimate sense the destroyer also. So the word Jishnu when applied to the Supreme Lord refers to how he is the ultimate destroyer. And that is manifested by Krishna in his Kala Rupa also. Now at the same time, in this world, one of the attributes of a great Kshatriya is his forceful capacity to destroy the adharmic people. So, for example, Arjuna is referred to as Parantapa, one who chastises the enemies, one who causes taap to the enemies, to those who become his enemies. So that is a glorification of a Kshatriya. And similarly, a Kshatriya is also glorified as a destroyer. So one who destroys one's enemies. So Jishnu, when applied to Arjuna, refers to his capacity to destroy his enemies. Whereas Jishnu, when applied to Krishna, refers to his position as the ultimate destroyer. So in the Vedic context, it is Madhvacharya who says that actually Vishnu is Sarvanamavan, that all names ultimately refer to Vishnu. So it is not that Arjuna and Krishna having the same name are any kind of Mayavad. Actually, Arjuna is a devotee, Krishna is the Lord. But ultimately, all names which refer to certain attributes, all attributes are possessed by the Supreme Lord. And that's why all names in the ultimate sense refer to the Supreme Lord. And in this specific case, because Arjuna has the quality of destruction being a formidable Kshatriya, he is named as Jishnu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.